Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to talk a little Brewers baseball now. Our buddy Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can hit him up at JAugie46, JAugie46 on Twitter. Jerry, how you been, buddy?
Doing well. You're cooking chicken. I'm putting the hot dogs on. Make it really
There you cool. go. You know, I throw the hot dogs on for the dogs. The dogs eat the
there
hot dogs.
Go.
So I always make a couple of them for the guys. So I'm treating them too. So what have you been up to? What are you doing during this pandemic?
Well, first of all, I'm working with the Augustine Agency, of course, and doing some insurance work with my son, and that's been okay. But I've actually been in Arizona. When this all hit, I was in Arizona, and my son, who is a doctor in New York, called me right away and said, "Dad, stay right where you are. Do not go anywhere." So I've actually stayed in Arizona, been able to work remotely, and just trying to do my best, like every other American is trying to do, to get past this pandemic and move on to just restore a regular life.
So I guess my question is, what do you think right now? The Major League Baseball Players Association, the owners, they're talking about playing games without fans. I mean, at least getting things going and I guess giving America something to look at. And baseball has always been something that's been interwoven into the fabric of our society. So what would it be like to be doing games without fans?
Well, you know, it'll be different. There's no question about it. But, you know, it just goes that we have to figure out what happens between now and April 30th and what the process is going to be. But it's, you know, unit, it's going to take some time for these players to get ready. You know, you just don't turn it off for a month or a month and a half and then be able to turn it on again. There's going to be a period of time where they're going to have a spring training, whether it's here in Arizona or Milwaukee, wherever it may be. And they're going to have to play some games. And I think when you talk about the start of the season, I think they're going to be able to look at it, maybe play some games without fans in the stands that are just between teams and see how they go and televise them and see how that does work out to get some kind of a idea of how it would proceed if you go into the season. But I think the Major League Baseball is going through a number of different venues and different ways they can go about it to bring baseball back and do something different. You know, you go through this pandemic, this is something we have never seen before. So I'm sure that all sports are looking at ways in which once this is lifted, whatever they can do, get it back to as natural living as we can. They're going to try doing some things, and it might be a little bit different for a while, but we'll see how it goes.
I am all in favor of just getting back to games. I know that some, you know, people say, well, you know, is it going to be really good baseball? But, you know, I know there's an energy to fans. I know when fans get up and stand and cheer and home runs and moonshots and stuff, but Jerry, you also know what it's like when it's just you and the guys in the dugout, you know? I mean, there's still an energy there. There's still guys rooting and pulling for one another, and there's still a competitiveness there. I don't think we're going to see a diminished brand of baseball, right?
No, I think everybody wants to go out. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. You talk about we still had 2 weeks of spring training ago. There were a lot of really tough decisions coming up, not only for the Brewers, from all major league teams, but, you know, we have to put in perspective, too. Sport is for the fans, and it would be different. And when you talk about Milwaukee, we don't have any better fans in all of baseball than we have in Milwaukee, and they would sorely be missed because I'll tell you what, you go into Miller Park each and every day, and you see the fans there. They're very energetic. They really back the Brewers, and it's a big part of of why this organization has done so well. But I think when it comes down to the game itself and being able to get players ready and go out and perform, I think they're going to go out and play hard. I think that's they're all out there. They still want to win. They still want to go out and enjoy the sport. But it's going to get really interesting now. Hopefully, by the end of April, we'll have a better idea exactly what's going to happen. And they'll make their adjustments. I heard a lot of things from starting the season, even in Arizona with some games where they can you can do things here where you're close proximity of teams and starting a schedule. You hear so many different things going on. But it's going to be really interesting. But I think Major League Baseball in all sports are going to try to do something that's best for the fans and that we get onto a regular life and they can start enjoying sports again.
When you start getting into baseball in the shortened season, there's been talk about playing the postseason at neutral sites or in domes and things like that. I know that baseball is going to try to squeeze as many games in as they can. And in today's, you know what it was like to play with double headers. I mean, you know, I guess my question is, how much baseball do you think baseball is going to actually be able to squeeze into all of this?
It's going to be really interesting. You know, let's take a step back to 1981 when we had the strike shortened year. We were all 51 days or 52 days via strike, and we had the split season. That's where the Brewers were able to win the second half. We won it the last game. I still remember Raleigh Fingers throwing a pitch at Ted Simmons, striking out Lou Whitaker, jumping jumping in Raleigh's lap. That was special. I mean, it was a different way of bringing baseball, but yet there was a lot of energy with that. So I think when you talk about the game of baseball, I think what they're going to do is they're going to find a way to bring as much good baseball to our fans as they can and yet be able to achieve the fun and the enjoyment of going to postseason. And I think that's a big part of baseball. It's a big part of sports. And it's what every player that goes out and every team that plays wants to do is get to that postseason. And so I think it's going to get really interesting. I think we sit here and talk about all the different ways, but it's going to Major League Baseball will come up something that's good for everybody, including the fans.
Talking with Jerry Augustine from Fox Sports Wisconsin, the analyst, former Brewers pitcher himself. What does this do, speaking of pitching, what does this do to pitchers if they're going to have this abbreviated spring training, so to speak, when they start to get back to playing? I mean, how difficult is it going to be that you started to really ramp it up, and then you shut it down, and now you got to ramp it up again?
Well, it's going to take some time. I think, all the players are doing the best they can to stay in shape and get their throwing in and get their swinging the bat and do all the things you have to do. But it's different than actually playing games. You can go into throw a bullpen session. It's not the same. You can throw batting practice and be live hitting. It's not the same in cages. It's getting out there and really getting in the game situation, let the heart pump a little bit and get into that. And you need that. So I really believe that they're going to have some kind of a spring training, wherever it may be. They're going to allow these guys to go out and get one or two outings. And you know what you do, they may expand rosters a little bit where, you know, pitchers start off, they pitch to three innings or four innings or whatever it is. Expanding the rosters might be a big part of it. So you don't know what baseball is going to do, but they're going to do whatever they can to bring back the game and bring back as much normalcy to the life that we're living right now through this pandemic as they can. And I think they're going to make it enjoyable. I mean, the players are going to be ready. They're focused. They all want to play. They're all doing their due diligence now. And I think it's just going to be a matter of time of how long you go through a spring training session. And then let's see what happens, what they do in the season.
Yeah, I don't know how much pitching is going to suffer. I know they're going to expand the rosters a little bit. It'll make some of the decisions that maybe the Brewers had maybe a little bit easier, because you're probably going to bring a couple extra pitchers north with you. You would figure, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And you know, you take a guy like Eric Lauer, who had some arm problems, and you think about some of the guys that they had that were looking. Ray Blatt has had a little bit of problem with some issues. So this allows these guys to heal, but. I would think that pitching-wise, they'll expand the roster, even player-wise, expand that roster a little bit. So you have enough players that when you start the season, you can do things. You can make sure that you have enough players that you don't have to worry about injuries and things like that, because those things do happen. But I still think there's got to be some type of a spring training, whether or how long, we don't know, but something to get things started. And it's going to be interesting how they do start it. And you know, like you hear so many different rumors now. Where are they going to play and what's the postseason going to be? I think they're going to be very creative. I think it's going to be fun for baseball. And I think it's going to be something that, we as a nation is going to need to get back to normalcy and just be able to go out and enjoy the sport.
Yeah, I know that you've got Wimbledon being canceled. You've got the NBA trying to figure things out. Major League Baseball trying to figure things out. Augie, it's, I certainly hope we have baseball sooner rather than later, but it's just such a weird world in which we live, and everybody's kind of living in limbo right now. And here's the other question. If they do bring baseball back and they're going to do, say, broadcasts and such and social distancing and such, are we getting broadcasters in the booth, and are we getting newspaper writers and reporters and such in the you know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of logistics to figure out of all of this before it all actually happens, you know?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a set of rules for everything. No matter what we do, you know, we see everybody, all the sports writers, and you guys are down at the stadium every day getting interviews. This is all going to change, I think, at least to the start for this season until we get this pandemic away from us and move on. But I think it's going to change a little bit. But, you know, you still do the things that you have to do. Our lives are changing no matter what. Well, what's going on in our lifetime, we are going to change. And I think athletics and sports and that will change with it. And it won't be the same. It'll be different. They'll go about it a different way. But I think that the main thing is now is what can they do to get back to any kind of analysis they can. Let's get rid of this pandemic. Let's everybody do the things that we have to do with the social distances and washing hands and everything we have to do. Let's fight and get back to it. And then let sport go out and decide how they want to go about it. I'm sure baseball will do their thing. I'm sure, you know, the televised games and the reporting, all that's going to change. But I think they'll find a way and a approach to go about it that'll be good for everybody.
Here's a question. I got two more for you. Here's one question. You and I, when we were out in spring training, there was a lot of talk about the teams that were there, about the Reds, about the Cubs, and obviously about the Brewers. And then there's over in Florida, there's Pittsburgh and St. Louis. And I don't want to say the argument, but the thought process was that, you know what, the Brewers and the Cubs may be the two teams to beat. Cincinnati, can they make up, say, 10 games to 12 games and get over the 90-win plateau and actually win the division? I mean, is that possible? And is St. Louis ready to fall off the table with the age? Did you get the sense that really more and more people were focusing on just the Brewers and the Cubs as the possible leaders, as the most likely leaders in the National League Central?
I think Cincinnati has really improved themselves. I think this division is just going to get stronger. I don't think you can ever count out the St. Louis Cardinals. They have a good offensive ball club. They have some very good young pitching. And I think what you look at in this division, if anybody, maybe Pittsburgh's rebuilding maybe just a little bit. But I think this is going to be a very, very tough division. Everybody looks at the Cubs and see what they have, the Brewers, what they have done in the last couple of years have been very good, and they're going to have a really good ball club this year. But I think you got to look out for Cincinnati and the ball club, ballpark that they played in. I tell you, that's a great offensive ballpark, and they've improved their pitching staff. And the Cardinals, you never count out the Cardinals. They always find a way to be in the middle of it. So I think this is still a great division. I think down here we're seeing these teams play each other the amount of times that we had in spring training. And I think this is going to be a great season for baseball, not just all in the NL Central, but in all divisions. Everybody's got an opportunity to get better. There's some good players out there. There's a lot of decisions to be made. But the NL Central is going to be fun to watch, just like it is every year.
Real quick before I let you go, I know Fox Sports is going to be airing some of the classic games. Going back to old Brewers games, we're probably going to see you out there. Are you excited about seeing yourself play all over again?
It's fun anytime. You bring back a lot of great memories. I think the one thing, you see those things. I've been able to stay in touch with a couple guys. I got to talk to Jimmy Slayton the other day, Moose Haas and Charlie Moore, and talking to those guys and just seeing how they're doing through this pandemic. And it's really interesting that you sit and talk, and then you see these things on TV, and it brings back a lot of memories of a team that you played on, that you had the opportunity to perform with, and had some great years, and really honored about that opportunity that I was born and raised in Wisconsin and got to play there my career. And that's the most important thing, is the enjoyment I got in the teammates and the friends that I made.
Always good to chat, Augie. You stay safe. Hopefully we got baseball back soon and you guys are back on the air. We certainly appreciate you joining us, okay?
Yeah, you stay healthy. Everybody out there, let's stay strong now. This is a good time. Everybody just hunker down, stay strong, and let's bring back sports. Let's get back to as much of a regular life as we can. Take care, unit.
Absolutely. You too, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry Augustine joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they are not only hiring right now, they are trying to get more and more people to help us out because thank God we have the truck drivers across this great country that are still delivering products, still delivering goods, still delivering food, still delivering the things that we need on a daily basis to get through our life at home and through the pandemic. So thanks to everybody at Schneider, and they are hiring. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.